The noradrenergic system of the brain originates in brainstem structures such as the locus coeruleus, and also behind the locus coeruleus in an area called the medulla. There are two main branches of the noradrenaline system. One is called the dorsal ascending system, which projects all over the forebrain, including the neocortex and the hippocampus. But one of the places it doesn't go to is the striatum. We don't know why that is. The ventral bundle projects mainly to the hypothalamus and to other visceral parts of the brain, including the limbic system, which is involved in emotion. Now, the noradrenaline system, globally speaking, is involved in arousal. It is least active when you're asleep, especially when you're dreaming, and it's most active when you're aroused and either moving a lot or thinking a lot, when it will affect your cortical electroencephalogram. It's really turned on by novelty. So novelty will make this system work very fast. And too much stimulation, including too much novelty, may cause stress, and that may be linked to anxiety. So this is the way in which the noradrenaline system may go wrong as well.